Yay, I'm so excited.
Hi, Mac. Hi, Alex. Hi, Mackie.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Happy Monday, or whenever you're listening to this. What's up? How are you doing, Kenna? I feel like you usually ask me that.
Yeah, I do. I feel like we haven't been with each other today, though.
Yeah, because so you keep on like not working from home.
Yeah.
On Mondays, which is perfectly fine. But anyways, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's just like I'm really tired. But like I told Kenna that today. Or I told you that today.
Were you mad at my response?
Yes. It was so annoying. I was like, I'm tired. She responds, snap out of it.
Oh yikes.
Like, damn, okay. Bro.
Okay. I didn't mean it in a mean way. She goes, I'm tired. Can you bring me an Alani? I have Alani news at work, and usually I bring some home for her. At 4:30, if Mackie drinks an Alani, let me just preface this, she's going to be up all night.
Yeah, I will.
And I knew that she didn't need it. I was just like more like, hey, snap out of it in a second, like slap yourself in the face real quick. Like let's go record. Like you can go to bed when we get home. Like it wasn't like a snap out of it, but I go also just snap. I go, hey, I already left the office, but like also just snap out of it. Like,
well, yeah.
And she didn't like that.
Well, I didn't answer. And then I got home and she's like, hey, did you see my text? Snap out of it. I'm like, you haven't even seen me today. Like, I'm not like in a funk. Like, I'm just like a little bit tired from like working from home all day. You know, I'm on the couch. It's just a little bit sleepy. Yeah. I might start going into the office like in the mornings on Mondays for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I need the energy of people. Mm-hmm. I think that's what gives me energy.
Yeah.
Like, I always hear people be like, I get energy like being around people. And like, I feel like that really is me these days.
That's because you're an extrovert.
Yeah. Like, I need to like be talking to people.
Join the club. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I need people.
I think we're all extroverts.
If I'm at home too much, it's a problem. Like I just end up getting like depressed and in my head and it's no good.
Yeah. It made me like tired. Mm-hmm. Not being around people. But like if I'm with people in the office, I feel like I'm like hyper.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what should we do? Like, should we chat like on our break or something? So work from home, I get tired, but I'm still appreciative of the hybrid schedule.
Yeah, we love a hybrid. But we weren't really together this weekend either. I went to Ohio for my grandma's 80th birthday.
Grandma so Betty. Nice.
Yeah, Grandma Betty. I don't see her often because she lives in Ohio, but she's 80, y'all. So congrats to her.
Hey, give it up. 80.
80.
Big 8-0.
I love that. How is she doing overall? Like,
she's good. How's that go? She's good. I mean,
does she know who you are?
Yeah, she does have, she has dementia.
Fair question, then.
Fair question. Yeah. Last time I went to visit her, she didn't remember me, but this time she did say she remembered me. And then we played the game about like, oh, do you know like where everyone lives? Like, do you know what you Juliana's guys, doing? Like,
tested her? Oh, yeah.
We literally did a test. We were like, oh, like, do you know where Jax lives, my brother? And she's like, Florida. And then she's like, oh,
that's
do you know
kind of mean.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to do that? Do the nurses
know
you're doing
no.
this? Dude, I don't know if you're supposed to do that. My grandma has dementia and Alzheimer's. I don't think we're supposed to do that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, you're really
not. You're supposed to like, give her flashcards and be like, let's see how bad you're losing it, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, her heart rate was probably up. She's like probably so nervous. Like, what if I don't know one of the kids' locations and the other? Like, that is so sad.
Although if she doesn't get it right, she's not going to remember. So who cares?
That's right. I mean, she did guess that I lived in Nashville.
Okay. Wow.
Well, actually, someone said, do you remember where Kenna lives? And she like didn't say anything for a second. And then they go, country music. And she goes, Nashville. And we were like, oh my God, yeah. But it was so funny though, because we had like a little party for her, which let me just say, it was maybe 8 to 10 people max.
And super mid.
Also, let me also say, it was on 420. So like me, my brother, my cousins, like we show up like high as well to the party. Like I told my mom, I'm like, mom, like you can't expect me to like be in Ohio on 420 and not like be hitting a J here and there. so we were. Shit.
I told her it was so sad that she was so high at Grandma Betty's party. Like,
party.
It was like all the grandchildren are just like high as fuck.
What if you got her high and she like knew everything all of a sudden? Like, completely snapped out of it, was totally good.
That would be insane.
I wish that. When my grandpa had that, I was like, I wish I would do anything for him to remember.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
It is sad.
I really hope I don't get that. Or like my parents don't.
No, I know. It's
you're already like on the way.
Is it a genetic thing?
I think it is. I think some of it is like you're more likely to if it runs in your family.
Yeah, because I can sometimes like my mom, I could see her maybe getting there.
Oh God,
Mackie just told me I'm already on the way, so that's great.
Yeah, do you guys want to be 80? Like, do you guys want to live super long?
I want to live 1 million years forever. I never want to die. Never want to die.
She literally.
Why?
I could have told you that was going to be her answer. I could have fucking told you.
Because I literally love life and I never want it to be over, ever.
What if it's miserable to live and your quality of life is like zero?
Then I probably would be happy to die at some point. But what, like, I love my life.
What would you need to have still to want to keep living?
Like, I would want to live like in my prime.
Okay.
Like, I would want to be like my age right now forever.
Okay.
Or like 30 or 40. I'm not trying to live like trying to get to be like 145 years old.
Okay, no one's,
I don't want
to
be like that. It's just like a fantasy. Like, I wish I could be 26 forever.
What is like in a more realistic scenario, what would happen? What if X happens, then forget it, just kill me.
Yeah, God. Probably like dementia.
If you start like, losing your memory.
No, dude, no.
Dude, if I'm like alone if I'm alone in a nursing home, like I'm like, what's the point of life anymore? I can't even remember anyone.
Grandma Betty is alone to die. Grandma Betty's alone in the nursing home, but she came back from her fucking party with 8 people and told all the nursing staff and all the people in the nursing home that she had the best party ever and wouldn't stop raving about it.
Great. Then I'll keep living through dementia.
You would still like life. You would like life still.
Fine.
You would live through dementia.
The only thing that would make me want to die then, I changed my answer, is if I was the only person left on the earth, then I would be fine to die.
Bro, you're not fucking
at
real.
That age.
You're not real.
Well, like, I was thinking if like all my family and friends died, like I'm ready to go. But
okay, there you go. That's a good one.
But I rethought it because I will just make new friends. The other people that are still alive.
Hey, fam, I'm good. I got more people. There's plenty more to pick from.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to just be like, if I like, there's other people you can become friends with.
Yeah, fair enough.
So,
you're an extrovert. Yeah.
So, like, literally, if I'm the only person on the earth, like, I would definitely be down to die.
You're actually insane.
What about you guys? Like, I'm just like, I love life. Like, yes, I have the gift of a wonderful life. I know if I was on the streets doing drugs and like looking like terrible, I would be down to die.
Looking like terrible is important there.
You know, like, yeah. Just, like, she's scrawny and like unwell.
Where are you at, Kenna?
About like what?
Yeah. Like, what would, yeah, like, how long do you want to live if you lost blank?
I mean, dude, like, if I like didn't have any. Like, say I got in a fatal accident and I, like, had to lose my legs.
Fatal means you died.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
What's the other word? Like,
severe?
Yeah. Okay. Severe accident. Like, dude, would I still want to live with no legs?
Yes. Are you kidding? Have you seen the Paralympics? These people are incredible.
Okay, maybe. Okay, I could live with
no
legs.
I got to show
legs.
You this one Paralympic athlete. Ugh, yeah, you can live with no legs for sure.
It's like, dude, it's like almost to the point where, like, if I were to get cancer or something. I'm like, I'm going through chemo and it's like where you lose like the quality of life. Like, it's not fun to live anymore because like you literally can't like it takes so much for you to even like breathe or like consume food or like anything. Like, I would never be like, kill me. But, like, at that point I'd be like, okay, I'm fine to die whenever. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. You're a vegetable.
Yeah, like almost like you're a vegetable.
I'm, by the way, if I lost my legs, I think I might just be like, kill me.
Okay.
I think I'm
okay,
with
cool.
You.
So yeah. You're on the same page.
I've had legs for too long to go without them now.
Yeah, like, how do you even adjust your lifestyle at that point?
It's a challenge.
Or
but you
arms
can do
even.
Yeah.
No arms. Like, how do you even do anything?
Bethany Hamilton. Hello.
Yeah, but she's had to. What didn't that happen to her when she was young?
13. But like, you guys could definitely live without legs. Well, either way, you're not dying.
Yeah, I'm too set in my ways to learn how to do
but
things
you guys,
without limbs.
Even if you guys lose your legs, like, nobody's killing you. So.
Unless you kill yourself.
I got to hope I have enough capability to. Do that myself, I guess, then.
Oh, my God, Alex.
Oh, no. That was trauma. That
that's
was
too much?
Scary. Yeah, that's too much.
I thought we were having fun. God.
I mean, just, like, the killing yourself topic is, like...
How about, like, losing your sight? That's a brutal one.
Brutal.
Sight's probably the one that I'd be like, dude.
That would be bad.
What, like, you would be fine to not be able to hear, though?
Yeah, I could figure that out.
Music?
That would suck, but, like, I could figure that out. I can live without... hearing things.
Yeah,
the
you can
vision
live
is pretty scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vision is scary.
Either way, I just never want to die. I know I will one day.
Yeah.
I know that you like want to die like when you're older, right? Like, you're fine with it.
I mean, dude, it's literally the circle of life. Like, you wanted to talk about death on the pod today.
I know, we did.
Oh, is that what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait. Also, the back to your being the last person on Earth. Anything like that, kill me too. Like any apocalypse type stuff. If like the power grid like, goes down and like we lose all our resources,
yeah, take me out.
Yeah, forget it. I don't want to do this.
It's not that I want to die, Mackie. I'm just saying, like the circle of like,
no,
you're
I know.
Not like this is what I, when we right before we started, we pressed record on this episode. We were talking about how Mackie really hopes for like this perfect fairy tale life. That, you know, she's the princess and she meets her prince and they live happily ever after and nothing ever goes wrong and no one ever gets sick and everyone is perfect and happy and loves each other forever. And you want to live until you're 145 million years old. So like, that's what I'm talking about when I think about like innocence and like just you having the same mindset and thought process as you did when you were growing up reading about all the fairy tales. You know what I mean? Like, it's so cute and just like, oh, a little cute. Innocent, blonde little princess girl.
Okay, you can stop now. I mean,
sorry.
No.
Is that mean?
No, it's not mean. It's literally true. Like, I just have always, I hope for the best. And you should too. And like, it's possible, you know? I'm not saying nobody gets sick. I'm saying bumps in the road come up. But like, you think just like, you literally think your husband's going to cheat on you. It's hilarious. Or your boyfriend.
Okay, speaking of cheating.
Yeah.
When I was in Ohio this weekend, I was hanging out with my cousin's friends and one of the guys goes, yeah, I mean, truly, you don't really know if you love a girl until you cheat on her.
That's crazy.
My jaw dropped to the floor. I literally go, what? He goes, yeah, because then if you like cheat on her and like you actually feel bad about it, that means like you loved her. But like if you didn't feel bad, then it's like, oh, fuck, you never really cared about her. Like, dude, I'm telling you, the men out here are not what they think that you – not what you think that they are. Like, they are actually crazy and sick and disgusting and cheat, most of them.
I feel like most don't, and, like, some do. I don't know. I mean, that's just – I literally don't think that most men are cheating. Think of all of the men that you know. Like, how many do you actually know who have cheated?
But how do you actually know if they cheat or not? Would they tell you?
I guess you don't know. Yeah, fuck. I guess you don't know.
I think that's interesting to think about. Do most men cheat?
Do most men cheat?
No.
Do most men have that mindset of the guy that I was with this weekend that said, you don't know if you love her until you cheat on her? That's crazy.
There's definitely stop signs before that. Like, do you feel like this might be wrong before you do it?
Yeah.
You're going to feel that, yes or no. Like, and then, you probably know. You don't have to go through with it. I guess I don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know, though. I don't know where I stand.
Like, would you say out of all the men that you know,
like most have cheated?
No.
What are the percentage?
Most of my friends have not cheated, to my knowledge. To my knowledge.
To your knowledge. That's the thing, too. Like, some people that cheat, bro, take it to the fucking grave. They don't even ever have their significant other find out.
Do you think that's true? You think most people who cheat get away with it? That's what you're saying.
No. Did I say most? Okay. Well, I think...
You're saying people are taking it to their grave.
I think people are for sure taking it to the grave.
I hate your opinion.
Think about the...
I love when you guys whisper behind your hands.
No, dude, you're doing a full-ass paragraph. I don't know what the fuck you're saying. It works
It's like if you lost your hearing. She's just
giving
it to
you. Think about the situation that we know.
Do one word.
That we know of the person that's not telling her significant other that she... Oh, by the way, this is a female. That we know that she cheated. She will never, she'll take that to the grave. Like some people, maybe it's girls that will take it to the grave then.
Well, I'm sure there's guys who take it to the grave too. I don't think that's.
I just feel like there are more situations out there that like you guys don't think, but like something has happened in that relationship.
I'm sure there are examples, but I don't know if it's most though.
Okay. Maybe I take back most.
Dude, your just like opinion and outlook on humans is so fucking bad. Like, hello, welcome to the good people. Like, we surround ourselves with great people.
I'm just
like,
realistic,
why do you see
bro.
So much negative here?
I'm not.
I know you're just trying to be realistic, but like the reality is most people are good. It's the reality.
Is it?
Yes.
Prove it. Because you could eat, like you asked about like, okay, so my friends, like my guys, I'm friends with good guys.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't mean they're a good representation. Yeah, that doesn't mean they're a good representation of like the audience.
Most people in our community.
Yeah.
Because your friends have friends. Your good friends also have friends.
Yeah.
That are probably good people too.
Right.
It goes down and then it equals our community. And like,
I'm with you on that.
Oh my God, Mackie, you're so cute.
And the people all around the country. Like, we have friends in California that are good people. We met them. When we went to California, we met 15 people we had never met. So those are our friend Jackie's friends. Guess what Jackie has? Good friends. So it was even more good people.
But do you think that you love those guys? People. Do you think none of those guys have ever cheated?
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't know. I don't know, but it doesn't mean they're bad people.
It doesn't mean they're bad people at all. I think people can 100% make mistakes.
I'm left the cheating combo and I'm just like, people are good.
Yes. 100%. I think people can make mistakes. And I also believe once a cheater, not always a cheater, because I think that people can fuck up and change who they are and what.
Sure. I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, you
if
it's believe my once a relationship, cheater, always a cheater?
If it's my relationship and somebody cheats on me.
You're out.
Out.
100%. But like, does that mean that they're going to cheat on, maybe they took that relationship and learned from it. Does that mean they're going to cheat on the future? No, not necessarily. But some people are literally serial cheaters.
Yeah.
We know that. I agree with that. We know those people that are serial cheaters.
They're in your community?
And they are good people.
They're
good people.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a tough one. When you try to split it and be like, is it most or is it not most? That's a tough one because people aren't going to be honest.
That's right.
I guess people lie. But I don't know. It's better to just live how I live. Better live how I live. Come on. Like, just the positive outlook on people. Like, I literally love human beings. Okay? I just do. And I think that they're awesome.
I'm with that.
They are awesome. I agree.
You do.
I love humans.
I feel like you don't.
I do.
I mean, like, you like some people. I don't know. I just feel like you think the random person in Walmart's a cheater. Or in Target.
No, I don't think that, Mackie. I just, I literally, my only thing is that I just like feel like I see it so much and I hear about it so much and that it's realistic. Like, I just feel like we were so like in our little bubble growing up.
I think I'm still in a bubble.
I think you are. Because like, think about it, dude, like going to Catholic high school, like we were never exposed to like other people's views, even politics wise, like. All of us like kind of grew up in that same wavelength of like
the parents stayed married for the most part.
Yeah. No one cheated. No one got divorced. No one like that's just like the bubble that we really grew up. Like if someone was getting a divorce or was cheating, like the whole town would hear about it and know about it. And we would be like, holy shit, did you hear what so-and-so did?
Yeah.
Like that stuff happens more than you think be outside of the bubble.
But
that
where
we
did
grew
you
up
get
in.
All of that knowledge and like experience?
Literally,
and when did
social
you see
media,
that?
TikTok.
Yeah. How do you even know those people are even telling the truth? Those are random ass people anyways.
That's true. You're right.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Like this bitch could just be on here talking about her husband cheating on her for attention and for free clothes.
Wait, are we talking about
Risa Tisa?
Yeah. The girl who we got flagged for on TikTok? Yeah.
Taken down for harassment, community guidelines?
Yeah, she's a great example. Like, she's so fucking random.
Yeah, she is. But
has anybody gone back on that on her? Has anybody fact checked her?
No.
She just kind of like skated off with the bag and nobody questioned anything.
I need to go do some research on that.
Yeah. What's the, some investigative
like, what's
podcasting.
The
yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah. We need to check on her.
But it's not even just about the cheating. I'm talking about like growing up in the bubble with like,
I know we grew up in a bubble.
Religious views.
We're going to be in a bubble our whole life unless we literally like move. To like a different like third world country, like the way we are.
Yeah,
we live in Nashville. Like it's really like a bubble.
Is it bad to be in a bubble forever though?
No, I love it.
I don't think it's bad if you don't if you're aware that there's more out there.
Yeah,
if you're not like ignorant.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
Do you think I'm ignorant?
No.
Okay.
Is there like can you be too naive?
Yes.
Okay.
You think I'm too naive?
I think sometimes, yeah.
Where's the line? Like you, like not knowing that Taylor Swift has done drugs? Is that the line, you think? You know what I mean? Like you have to know that
dude,
and that's enough outside.
I was naive with that too. Like I can't say
shit
on that.
It was wild you guys didn't know that last week, dude. Like come on.
Oh, after listening to her album, I think she definitely does drugs. Like she was dropping like heroin in the lyrics.
Really?
I think she's doing heroin.
No, I don't think she's doing heroin, but like she's not afraid of like, you know, drugs. She's cussing and talking about like drugs and being high in her music.
She's been on like the F word train.
Yeah, I love it.
We can get into the album right now. We can jump ahead.
Should we?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we come back?
We're here. Yeah. We'll hit on the other stuff after.
Are we not? Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, Taylor Swift's new album. Oh my God.
Yeah. Very poetic for me. It matches the title. The tortured poets department.
I think almost some of it, like, you really like to be able to, like, know the story behind the song or who it's about. Like, we were listening to it on the way to the airport, and Mackie was, like, looking up the lyrics, and I was, like, telling her, oh, like, this part is about so-and-so. Like, she really needs to know, like, what song is about which person.
Yes, I do.
About, like, all of her music.
Yeah, and you only told me about two songs, so those are my two favorite ones because I literally know what she's talking about.
Which ones?
Oh, the one where she's talking about when she's on tour and sad.
Oh, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. Yeah.
Yep, that one. And then the one about Travis.
The Alchemy?
The Alchemy and High School.
So High School?
So High School.
Okay, so there's...
So those are three I know and three I like because I know... Because you educated me about the story.
We can do a deep dive later on the rest of them.
I heard that she did a deep dive. Is that right?
Maybe. But she put a song out there called Thank You, Amy.
Oh, I like that one too because I know it's about...
Kim K.
Kim.
Yeah. Where she like capitalized Kim's name in the album. She spelled Amy, A-I-M-E-E. And the I and the M were capitalized, and then the K on the end of thank you was capitalized. And so immediately people are like, I mean, it's so obvious in the lyrics too, but she says in the lyrics, like, I changed your name. So there's no like real defining clues. But she said, your kid comes home from school one day singing a song that only you and I are going to know it's about you. And she's referring to when Northwest posted a TikTok with Kim K. And they were singing the song Shake It Off, like lip syncing, like shake it off, shake it off. And that song is about, I think, the fact that like Taylor had to shake off what Kim and Kanye did to her when Kanye stole the mic and like all of that. And Kim like edited.
What did she edit?
A phone call, I believe.
And what was the phone call about?
I don't know.
For some reason, I thought it was about... when Kanye put out that song, like, I Made That Bitch Famous.
It was that.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So, like, basically they had a phone call and Taylor said it wasn't okay, but Kim edited it to say
that it was.
Taylor said it was fine for him to do that song.
Yeah, allegedly Kim and Kanye called Taylor. She approved it. And then they ran the song. Meanwhile, Taylor then afterwards was like, I never approved that.
Yeah.
And she's like, they made up like an AI or something like that, changing what I said. Oh, so I was right.
You're right. And
it really upset Taylor that he did I Made That Bitch Famous.
Yeah.
That would hurt my feelings too.
Well, I think they just suck in general. And like,
yeah,
I think, I mean, she even said in the song, like, everyone knows my mom's a saintly woman, but she even wished you were dead. Like, holy shit.
It really got to
Taylor.
And the way
that she used the word saintly because Kim's son name is Saint. Like, just there's so many little things that she, like, did to the lyrics and, like, twisted in the song to make it obvious that it was about Kim. But basically, she's like, all that time that you were, like, putting me down, like, I was building an empire. And, like, at the beginning of the song, she's saying, fuck you, Amy. And then at the end of the song,
she
says, thank you, Amy.
Do you love it?
I love it. I think she's a genius.
I think it's very, like, empowering that she did that. And it's, like, she did it at such a great time when she just got off the Eras tour. Like, this album, like, she has so many eyes and so many fans right now. More fans than she did before.
Mm-hmm.
Like you.
And, yeah, like me. I'm a new Swiftie. But I'm, okay. And also,
you're a
you
new
guys,
fan.
I feel like North is old enough now to, like, know.
That it's about
that
her
it's
mom.
About her mom. Like, I feel like North would fucking... post a TikTok or something. Like, I just feel like she, and even like, I'm sure her friends are telling her or something, like, oh my God, did you see Taylor Swift just talking about your mom
yeah.
in this?
She goes
like,
to school.
That's
sure.
like crazy. Like, how do you think she feels?
It's probably pretty hard on her. She probably
kind of
sad.
But I just feel like she has so much of Kanye in her that she honestly is probably like, fuck this.
Yeah, she is like pretty crazy. Kim says that North intimidates her.
Like, I just like would die to know like what is going on in the Kardashian household after the album came out.
Yeah.
Do you think Taylor actually cares or do you think she's just like, she's obviously been a genius marketer for a decade and a half now. Do you think she's just playing the game to get people to talk about this? Like going at Kim sounds like the most random thing.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? That was such a
long time
open and shut case. It was over and that was that. Why are you still dwelling on it? And why would you make it so obvious if you really did want to be kind of like slick about it?
Yeah.
That's why she bothers me, because it's like, dude, you're still 15, aren't you?
I think, honestly, Alex, I feel like it's because, like, she knows that like she could literally put out the worst possible track, like literally the worst song ever, and her fans will eat that shit up. Like she knows she can do whatever she wants, that like at this point she doesn't give a fuck. Like she literally doesn't care. She's like, she's doing this, I think, for people, not for herself anymore. Like she's always said, like, I love creating music. I will always be doing this. I will never stop. But like at this point, I just think she's doing it for the Swifties.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Because right. I've said in the past, like Taylor Swift is QAnon for white girls.
Yeah.
She's just like dropping clues and like,
yeah,
come find this. And like,
it's an Easter egg.
Yeah, the whole thing is like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But no, I think she actually wrote that because she's sad about Kim and wanted to put out a song about her. I do.
You think she cares?
Yeah, I think she cares. Like, I think that she sat on her tour bus or plane, jet, whatever. And I think she wrote every song like out of like how she feels. Like, I don't think she would put that out just to put it out. Like, it's coming at like one of the biggest people in the world. Like, I feel like that could cause a lot of problems for her.
For sure.
Like, it's a risk.
Yeah.
Like, you know, most people, she knows most people are going to like her more than Kim at the end of the day. But I don't think she put that out for nothing and for attention.
There's another song.
She does like to be a little like attention seeking. But I think she's actually writing that.
There's another song on the album about the whole Kardashian family.
Yeah. Which one?
Cassandra, it's called.
Yeah. See, I think she's actually pissed at the Kardashians.
Why?
Because of all that.
I just think like.
It does sound small, but I think they might have been, maybe they've been more hurtful to her more than we know or something.
I think, yeah, I just think that she does not fuck with them.
It just feels so like,
you think like it's
shallow.
Petty?
Yeah,
you think
it's petty? Yeah. It's like, dude, like kind of keep their name out your mouth,
dude.
I think
she's been holding this in for so long and now it's just like she finally got a chance to like put it, to like make a song out of it. Like,
yeah, I
mean,
I get that too. Like you're an artist, so you can do whatever you want to. That's fine.
And it's just like, I feel like, the album has songs about Travis, about Kim K and what the Kardashians, about Maddie Healy and about Joe Alwyn. So it's like, I feel like some of the songs she's been holding on to for a while that she just decided to release. Like, I don't know. Cause I don't know.
This whole album feels, I haven't listened to it yet, but everything I've read about the album sounds like every song's about something or somebody.
Yes.
It's not just, there's nothing on there that is like this generic for everybody, which is wild. Cause that's kind of, her music is for everybody.
Yeah.
It's genius.
This one's more personal and like not very relatable. So it's not really my favorite. Like it's very personal to her life. Like, thank you, Amy. Like, I guess you could say not about somebody who was mean to you in school and call them Amy, you know? I just gotta relate, so.
She loves to be able to relate to the songs.
My favorite album is Red.
Yeah.
Like, that is Taylor to me. This is like so like poetic. I love it. She's very smart. It's just a little over my head.
It's living
like I just miss like the fun, upbeat Taylor when she's like 23.
Mm-hmm. I like 1989 Taylor.
Yeah.
That's like, my Taylor.
That's great too. What's your favorite album?
I don't know.
You're a new Swiftie. So like, is it like Folkmore or something? Or is that what you're
No, I like Red. I like 1989 too. I would say those two are my faves.
Like that's more Taylor. Like that is classic shit.
Reputation is good too. I like Reputation.
I like Reputation.
But
I just remember like listening to Red for the first time, like in the car on the way home from carpool. I was so excited and I'm like, that's Taylor to me. This is like too poetic.
I mean, Taylor to me is like old country Taylor.
Yeah.
Like mine.
Like, oh yeah, I like that one too. Or like Teardrops on the Guitar.
Yeah.
That's from the first one.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Anyway, we still love her. We support her, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Do you have any more thoughts on it?
No. I hope that she comes out with another album like Red one day. She's been very slow for a while, but that's it.
Slow.
That's all I gotta say.
And all the songs kind of feel like the same.
Like she's so smart using her words and her brain. I'm like, whoa. Like I just want like a fun, upbeat love story one about Travis. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I want.
You did post a clip of like Travis kissing her in the kitchen.
I saw that. It's creepy.
Oh my god.
Obsessed. Yeah. I've never seen her in the kitchen cooking. Yeah. You know? You know? She's so normal. These days she's doing drugs. She's going to NFL games.
She's being domestic.
She's cooking.
She's in the kitchen. Yeah.
She's being
crazy.
Domestic.
Who knew she cooked?
Yeah. I mean, did you see the clip of her sewing?
Yeah, who knew she sewed?
Sewing machine.
Sewed or whatever the fucking past
tense. Dude, she posted like a reel of like a sizzle reel of a bunch of clips from her camera roll. And the second clip was like Travis kissing her in the kitchen while she was like making pasta. Then there was a clip of her like sewing.
She's just like being so normal.
She's so like us. She's everybody.
She's literally us.
She's literally so normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to head back to, we have some questions to run through.
Well,
about...
do you want to roast me? I kind of want you to roast me.
You went back on something, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Go ahead, Maggie. Yeah. Get her.
So if people recall, Kenna is like, if you are Snapchatting at the age of 23 or older, like you're canceled, you're done. All of a sudden the other day we're in the apartment just like chilling. And like, I see her like cleaning off her camera and then like posing, retaking, posing again, different face, different lighting. I'm like, what are you like? Are you Snapchatting? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, holy shit. Like you literally like canceled yourself. Like yeah. You said that is not allowed. So like Kenna is fully Snapchatting a man. She has a yellow heart with him, I've learned today. And like, I'm not here to hate on you, but like,
you're just here to call me out.
I'm just here to call you out.
Yeah. And I appreciate that. And I definitely gave you permission to do this to me because I deserve it. Mm-hmm. Because who am I to say if you Snapchat a man and you're 25, like literally ew, because literally ew, like I still stand by that. I still am like, you're disgusting, Kenna. What are you doing?
Like, but I think you forget that like that is the way of you communicate with somebody that you're not like on texting basis with. Like I know 34 year old like females that Snapchat.
Okay, that's weird.
It's the only form of communication when it's not serious.
It needs to stop. Like, I think I'm going to have to break the – I have a fucking streak. Like, that's actually unwell. I have to break the streak and lose the yellow heart. But, like
– so how do you communicate with this so-said man now, you know?
I mean, we text each other, too.
Okay.
But also, I just, like, don't need to be Snapchatting you all day, like, about, like, what we're doing throughout the day. And I think that I totally deserve to get – absolutely canceled and roasted for saying that, because even like roll the clip if we need to, like let's find the fucking proof, because holy shit, like I stand by that. Why are you Snapchatting a man? Like I just think my excuse is that like I'm just like bored and like don't talk to anyone, so like it's just like a little fun for me to like,
well, I feel like we were a little hard on the Snapchat opinion.
No,
you still stand by it? Like it seriously is a way of communicating though, like when you're not on like serious terms with a crush. Like, I feel like if there was a crush that came into my life soon, like, I would probably go, like, Snapchat's, like, step number one.
But I don't think it should be at our age.
Yeah. I guess you're right with the age.
I think it should be.
I just, like, haven't Snapchatted people in a long time. So, like, my college self is very, like, pro-Snapchat.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess you're right. You think the cutoff is 23 still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, like, you better get the fuck off the app.
I know.
You relapsed.
And, like, she relapsed. She also, like, posts a lot of private Snapchat stories, like, every day.
Which I think is fine.
But, like, she thinks that's okay. But Snapchatting somebody individually is not okay.
Yeah, like, conversationally. Like, yes, back like, and forth.
Good
streaks.
Morning. What are you doing today?
That's weird.
How's your day
you do
going?
That? You do that currently?
I did not say good morning.
Somebody else did on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me just say that I opened it and didn't respond all day.
Okay. Why?
Dang.
Just to like.
No, because, I mean, I was busy. I'm working. Busy. Like, I don't need to Snapchat you back immediately. Like, we're not on that wavelength.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess you need to. I mean, are you going to continue Snapchatting?
Report back next week.
Report back next week. All right. You got to be honest.
Okay.
All right. So do you think that men can have pedicures?
This is just a random question that we got recently. Do I think that men can. Should get pedicures or can or what?
Yeah. Do you think like, is it like an ick or like a red flag if a guy is getting a pedicure at the nail salon?
I think that men should get pedicures. Take care of your feet. They don't need to be nasty, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little girly.
You do.
To sit there. But the more I've looked into it and like, I'm like convinced on the pedicure is fine. Like, yes, but like, please go to one that is very far away. You will not be seeing anyone, and like, go to like this. Like, do not go to a nice fancy one. You know, like that's for the girls. You can go to like a shitty one, hole in the wall. That's where you can get.
Bro,
your
are
pedicure.
You serious?
I'm serious.
That's so trash that you're like, you can do it, but you can't go to the good ones.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
Why wouldn't
yeah.
you want them to like go to like a good one? Though?
I just feel like they're gonna like run into their potential like. Future person,
what
you know,
fuck?
You don't want to meet
know.
Your future person. You wouldn't meet your husband at a
nail salon.
At a nail
it's
salon,
too girly to like to be turned on by that in the nail salon or be like into that.
So that's an ick for you,
meeting the guy.
I'm fine if they get them, but I don't want to see you
dude,
there.
I don't think you are fine if they get them.
I don't think you are either. Dude, this is crazy. I don't think you can have both. First of all, I get one probably once a month.
Okay.
Good for you.
For sure. So I am going to stand on that.
Where do you go?
Myself.
Champagne nails?
I don't know. Wherever my wife takes me out in West.
Okay. See, going with the wife is fine too. I mean, I know Mike and Alec go to Champagne Nails, which is where I go.
They get pedicures at Champagne Nails?
Yes. Which I'm like, please not be there when I see you guys.
Why?
Like, y'all are just my friends, but like, I do not.
Why is that any different than like seeing you at the gym?
It's literally taking care of yourself.
I know. I just like, don't you guys think nail salon girls?
Yes. Stereotypically.
Stereotypically.
But also like, I like to take care of my feet and it feels good. So I do it.
2024.
It is 2024. Okay, yeah. So. Yeah. 4 months late. Yeah.
Okay.
I just can't believe it bugs you so much, but you're okay with us doing it.
Yeah. I'm okay. I want you to take care of yourself and like be hygienic.
Just don't let me see it.
But just don't let me see you doing the work.
Holy shit, dude. That's hilarious.
And also the manicures are like, I'm completely out on that.
Really?
Wait, even if they don't get it, like
manicures are for nails. Yeah.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, that's so girly.
For girls, you mean?
Yeah, that's girly.
Even though you see hands more than feet.
Just cut your nails and put some lotion on.
Dude.
Do you get manicures?
No, I have, but like it's not a habit for me.
So like, what do? You just like when they like trim your cuticle or they like push your cuticles back and trim your hangnails and like cut your nails?
Yeah, or sometimes like clear coat.
Clear coat.
And that's fine.
Oh, no.
I'm here for a clear coat.
Why not?
I'm honestly here for like.
Why?
I'm here for it.
I just don't think men need any sort of nail polish on their nails.
Oh, I'm here for a nail polish.
It's preventative. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
Dude, Joe Jonas does black nails and I'm like, ugh. So hot.
That's a brand. You got to be a specific type of guy.
Yeah.
And he's that type of guy.
Yes.
For sure.
Like that man to me is sexy.
Yeah. He's getting pedicures.
For sure.
Yeah. Weekly.
You don't think like it's not hot for black nails?
I've seen the black nail trend.
Dude, you're crazy. Like
you're insane.
I'm trying to think of the equivalent. That'd be if I was like, hey, I want you to be tan. I want you to get your hair done. I want you to like get lashes. Don't let me see you do any of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's how I'm being.
I want you to stay in shape. Do not let me see you at the gym.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, yeah, I feel like the gym is the best comparison there because the gym could be stereotyped for the guys.
Sure. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want you to be in shape, but do not let me see you at the gym.
Right.
It's like, I want your toes to be nice and clean, but do not let me see you at the...
Yeah, I get why they're equivalent, but that's wild that you feel that way. Defend it, dude.
I feel bad.
I don't get it.
I mean, I just literally think that the nail salons are for the girls. And if you're going to go, do it privately.
Like what? After hours?
Far away in a hole in the wall where you're not going to see the girls of the city.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
for instance,
Kenna, for instance, like, you guys are making me feel like this is crazy.
It is.
For instance, like Bluegrass at Home.
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to see, like, let's give a boy example from home, Shane. Are you trying to see Shane, run into Shane at Bluegrass? Like, no, Shane belongs at the one down the street that is like nobody knows about. Don't you think? Don't you think? Or would you be okay?
We're not on the same page here. I'd be fine seeing him at the nail salon.
I was just trying to convince. No, I'd be happy to see
Shane. She was trying to get me to switch my answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not switching my answer. I am okay with it, but I don't want to run into you there.
Okay.
Like, can you imagine if you have a crush and like you run into him getting a pedicure?
So what if a guy's like, can I take you for pedicure?
Hell
no.
What? Why?
Maybe my husband, like how you go with Maggie. That's cute.
Yeah,
that's
but fine. Why though?
Not like a first date situation.
Really?
No.
Oh my God. Do you
I would probably play that card. That's crazy.
First date pedicure?
Yeah.
Automatically gay.
Why? If you go and he knows exactly what he's talking about, they all know his name. And,
that is like, I don't even know much about, I only get the regular pedicure. Like if he knows about the deluxe.
If he doesn't need to look at the menu.
That is like literally.
Or if he's like, what are you getting, acrylic, S&S, or gel?
That's over my head. I don't know anything.
Okay, that's good. Thank God. If you knew what like S&S, which like I feel like you do.
I know. I'm not being low key here. I really don't know.
Okay.
Holy shit, bro.
No, like somebody's first date, third date, fourth date, fifth date, pedicure. No.
Oh my God.
Wow. All right.
I'm not trying to be mean, but like I'd rather go to a brewery.
Yeah.
Or like you know.
Okay.
She wants watch to drink fucking a beer. Race cars.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, you're
just so stereotypical. Yeah. So far the other way.
Yeah, so far I the know. Other way. I'm so far little... not gay.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Okay. Love that for you. Yeah.
So I feel like I defended.
Sure. You're good.
Yeah, you defended.
I mean, we'll agree to disagree, but yeah. I respect where you're at.
Okay.
Cool. I agree with Alex.
Okay.
And one more thing. I just feel like I didn't grow up with knowing males that went.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a That's newer fair. Thing it for is sure.
It's
yeah.
back to my young age and in bubble. The bubble, you know.
Nice.
You know, Very it's a 2024 nice. Thing, I feel like.
Okay.
Yeah. It is
it started
a new thing,
in
but
2022.
I like that when men take care of themselves like that.
I love hygiene for men. Like, don't give me some dirty ass boy. Hell no. But like, I don't want to see you there. That's the end of the story.
Okay.
Yeah. So we kind of skipped around, but let's just finish out with the pop culture.
Sure.
The rest of the pop culture for the week. We already talked about Taylor's album, but okay. I'm really passionate about this and you don't know what I'm talking about. So let me just
I know.
Debrief you quickly.
I know who Sabrina Carpenter is.
You do know who she is.
Yes.
Okay, great.
I know that she's very cute and did a great job at Coachella.
Yes. She's a singer. She's an artist. She also used to be on Disney Channel as a kid. Mm. So she has that backing her up. Yeah. But she is dating Barry Keoghan, who was the lead in the movie Saltburn with Jacob Elordi. And Saltburn is like a really fucked up movie, but basically like he improvised a few scenes, which means like...
I know improv.
You do? What is it?
Yeah, it's when you don't have a fucking script.
And you like make it up as you go.
Yeah, yes. Dude. I went to school.
Okay. Whoa, she's really offended that I didn't think she knew it.
She's a thespian, dude. She knows this shit.
Okay? I've had to improv, and it's actually like traumatizing.
With acting?
Yeah, like in school growing up, it would be like Mackie get up with like one other person in the class, and they'd be like, you guys are going to act like you're at the circus or something, and I'm literally like freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
I had to do that like in fifth grade.
Okay. So,
I know what improv is.
Yeah, so he improvised. So I know what improv is.
It's fucking scary. So that's pretty impressive.
He like really got into his character and he improvised two scenes. And the two scenes that he improvised are really fucked up.
I just don't know why they did that though.
Sometimes actors will just riff on that. They're doing multiple takes and sometimes you're just trying different stuff, trying to find it. Just depends on like the
talent,
depends
right?
on the direction, depends on the actors. But it's they talent, do it.
But a lot of like Matthew Perry did it all the time, I heard. And like I feel like Zac Efron's good at doing it. Like a lot of like really good actors just can do it. Without even like, they're like, what would my character do? And they just do it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the two scenes that he improvised, one of them was he like had this obsession with Jacob Lordy's character. Like he wasn't gay, but like he was like in love with him. It was really weird. You would hate this movie, honestly. But Jacob Lordy like took a bath, I guess, and he was masturbating in the bathtub. And Barry Keoghan's character like went in after he finished and drank the bathtub water.
Yeah, I've heard about this scene.
He like slurped it up, drank it, and it was like his semen. So, sorry. And
so what does that have to do with Sabrina?
Okay. So that was one of the scenes that he improvised. Sabrina
I know
Carpenter,
you love fucking talking about that scene, you gross ass bitch.
Sabrina
she
Carpenter.
Loves explaining
no, I don't.
That, dude.
I don't. I just like wanted to try to explain it in a way that like wouldn't make you that uncomfortable without being so vulgar.
Okay.
So
next one.
Sabrina Carpenter changes the outro to like all of her song or to the song Nonsense every time she sings it. So like depending on the city, she'll make it like circumstantial to like if she's in Nashville, she'll say something about Nashville.
Great.
So she's at Coachella and this is how she ends it. She said, this was like her soft launch. He's drinking my bath water like it's red wine, is what she said in the outro. And the crowd goes crazy. Because obviously that's
so they're together.
That's now? Like a Saltburn reference because he drank the bathtub water.
Yeah.
So that's like letting everyone know, like, yeah, we're together. Even though they've been spotted together before. But like, do you not think that's crazy?
No, I think that's cool. I like when people do that. Like they change the lyrics and I guess it was like some news.
She doesn't like it.
No, I think it's cool. Very creative. She looked really good at Coachella. And like, I think that's cool. But I don't know the characters or like, you know, if it's like Outer Banks, I'm super excited. Like Chase Stokes and like Madeline are dating. Like, is it kind of
you
like that
for
you guys?
You just don't care that they're dating type of thing?
Yeah, I don't care because I don't know the character.
The character. They're two people. They're two humans. They're not characters.
I know, but they're characters together in the movie, right?
No, they're not in the movie together.
Oh, Sabrina's not in the movie. It's just that guy.
It's just that guy. So like, okay. That was her way of like telling the audience that like they're dating. That,
like she did He's like a salt burn. Drinking my
bath water like it's red wine. Everyone's like, yeah. Oh my God.
Oof.
You like it?
I love it.
Why?
I just love like when celebrities do that shit. Like I just think it's like so dope that you can like, I guess you would say like hard launch your boyfriend by like literally being on stage and like singing a song. Like it's like when Taylor did that thing about Travis, like when she changed. Yeah, she was like,
yeah, like
Kama is the guy on the Chiefs. And everyone's like, holy shit. Like, I just love that shit.
Yeah. It's because it's like, creative and like you're a creative.
Like yeah, that. I think that's right.
Yeah, like it interests you and all that pop culture stuff does.
I just feel
but
like
I love the Taylor and the Chiefs thing.
If I was like famous like that and I was like about to hard launch my boyfriend or whatever, I would probably do it. And like it's just fun that way. It's not boring. You like posting up a flick on Instagram like, hey, we're together. Like this.
I guess they both have to be famous though for it to like work.
Yeah, for it to work. Yeah.
You know, she's in like her group chat with her girls too beforehand being like, oh my God, I'm going to do this. It's
yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And they're like, yes.
Do you think she like ran it by her team?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would bet that she gave him a heads up. Yeah.
So that like the dancers or like the guitar player isn't like, what the fuck? So they like are like on all the same page.
Yeah.
I do like all the backstage stuff that happens like before an artist goes. Like I love how like Morgan Wallen, before he goes out in the concert, like they show him like in the tunnel and like with the team.
Yeah.
Like I love, like I've always just loved backstage stuff and like what goes on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like how it, like what all they did before. But I recently like went behind the scenes like at one of your shows for work. And like, it's really just like hallways at school is basically what it is. Like green rooms are just like,
oh yeah,
rooms with like snacks.
Yeah.
You know, they're not that cool. But I've always been like pretty interested in
that
stuff.
It's not as cool as you think, but like, yeah. It, behind the scenes, like that's why, like I feel like behind the scenes stuff, like always performs well on social media because people just are, mm-hmm. are so nosy and they like want to see like what does it actually take to like I feel like people are if Taylor were to post something more real like that, like people would lose it.
Yeah,
you know?
I just love the behind the scenes stuff. So yeah,
yeah, you love when like Kelsey Ballerini does like a dump and it's like
yeah,
it's like personal pics like of her like actual like real life behind the scenes moments. Like you're like. Oh my God, did you see? Oh my God, speaking of Kelsey, I saw Chase Stokes at the airport last night.
She did.
Who's that?
Outer Banks.
Sorry.
Outer Banks.
Kelsey's boyfriend.
Which one is that?
Oh, it's John the Netflix
B.
show
John B.
about
John
the
B.
Outer Banks.
Yep.
Yeah, John B. Yeah, okay. Kelsey and him are dating. Kelsey and the Morgan Evans divorced. And
now
then she DM'd Chase.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they post a lot together.
Oh.
And you saw him at the airport.
Saw him at the airport.
Nice.
Like, so obvious that he was trying not to get noticed. Like, hoodie on, head down, like, walking. And I, like, had to do a double take. I was like, is that Chase Stokes? And I think it was, but.
I think it was because I saw that they were in Nashville this weekend.
Yeah.
So he's probably leaving last night.
But, yeah.
But, yeah.
So,
love them.
Right.
Cool. Well, that's a wrap.
That's all I have. Do you guys have anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Other than have a beautiful day and know that people are good around you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.